Hi everybody, this is Rob Windsor from Object Sharp Consulting, based in Toronto, Canada. And in this How Do I video, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about how to do custom error handling with the ASP.NET AJAX update panel. So let's get started. I happen to be using Visual Studio 2010 Beta 2, but this will work with any version of Visual Studio or any version of the .NET framework that supports the ASP.NET AJAX extensions. So we'll come in here and say File, New, Website. I'll leave the .NET framework to 3.5. Again, it doesn't really matter as long as the ASP.NET AJAX extensions are available. And we'll call this guy custom, or how about update panel errors. Click OK. And then once my project has been created and my page is available here in the designer, we can go ahead, grab our toolbox. The first thing we're going to need is a script manager control, so let's go to the ASP.NET AJAX extensions. Let's grab a script manager, put that on our page. Whoops, I don't need to put that inside here. Let me just make some more room. There we go. And then I need an update panel. Here, inside the update panel, I need a content template. Inside of the update panel, I want a button. So let's go to our standard controls here. Let's put a button down. And then I could put this inside, but I'll put it outside because it probably makes more sense here. I need a label, so let's just put a couple break tags in first. And then let's throw down a label. Okay, so there's our page designed. The last thing I need to do is put an event handler for the button click event. So let's just go into our code behind here. And we'll do something that will cause an exception. So we'll say here, dim O as object, and then say label 1.text is equal to O.toString. So since I haven't actually created the object, O will be null, and when I try to call toString, I'll get a null reference exception. Okay, so I think we should be good to go. Let's go ahead and I'm going to run without debugging. I could run with debugging, but we'll get the IDE breaking during the process, and I actually want to show this sort of from more of an end user standpoint. You know, what's the experience an end user is going to have if an exception occurs. So let's go ahead, now that our page is up, let's go ahead and click the button. And we can see now I'm using IE8. This is the dialog you'll get in IE8. You'll get different dialogs depending on what version of the, or what browser you're using, or what version of a browser you're using. But here you can see that it says that there's assist.webforms.pageRequestManagerServer error exception. And then here's our error message that we'd expect, object reference not set to an instance of an object. Now, if I turn this particular dialog off by clicking don't show this message again, and then clicking the no button, and then click the button again, I'll get a different dialog. But effectively, the same information is being shown, right? Now, either dialogue is pretty threatening to an end user, right? There's a lot of information here. It's not really clear exactly, you know, what's going on. So we really don't want to show these dialogues to an end user. It's just not a good experience. So there's a couple strategies we can employ. One is to use custom error pages, which is a standard ASP.NET error handling mechanism. That's what we'll try first. And then second, we'll see how we can do custom error handling through the script manager and the client-side page request manager. So to use custom error pages, there's a couple of things we need to put in place here. So actually, let me just unpin that. There we go. First is the script manager control. There's a property on the control called allow custom errors redirect. that needs to be set to true, which will say if, you know, there's an error during the processing of the update panel, allow the standard custom error redirect to happen. So that's the default here, so we'll use that. We need to go into the web config file, and we need to enable custom error pages. So if we come down here into the system.web section, we can go ahead and add a new element called custom errors. And there's two attributes we need to set. One is to turn custom errors on. And then the second is to say, which page do we want to redirect to if an error occurs? So we'll say here, we'll just return, or we'll redirect to a page called errorpage.aspx. Okay, then let's go to our project and go and add that page. So I'll say, I'll right-click and say add new item. I'll pick a web form template. We'll call this guy the errorpage.aspx. And then we'll say here, let's put down a header to say, you know, oh, sorry. And then we'll just say here, you know, something bad happened. We'll do better next time. All right, so we'll save that off. Now we'll come back to our default page, go ahead again and run without debugging. And we'll click the button. And there you can see the behavior that we expect. We get redirected off to our error page. Right? So the key there, again, with the update panel is just to make sure that the property on the script manager that we saw earlier, the allow custom errors redirect, is set to true. All right, so now how about custom error handling with the update panel through the script manager and through the page request manager? So the script manager has a event you can handle called async postback error. Right? So when you postback through the update panel, it's called an async postback. So this is specifically for that occurrence. So we'll go ahead and add an event handler for that event. And you'll see that the event arguments type is this argument called async postback error event args. So there's a couple of attributes we'll use from that type of event args to be able to customize the error handling. So the first is we want to set the message. So we'll say here, and actually this is a property of the script manager itself, not the event args. We'll say script manager 1, and we'll say async postback error message is equal to, and then let's just use that error message we had in our error page. So something bad happened, we'll do better next time. So let's come back to our code behind here and put that in there. Right, now if I also wanted to show, say, the message coming from the actual error, we could do that. So I could say here, say VB new line. And say, now to get the error, we can actually use the event args. So we'll say here e.exception.message. Okay, so we'll say something bad happened. We'll add a new line character, and then we'll go ahead and say show the exception. All right, now if I was good to go to run this now, again, run without debugging, I'm not going to get any different behavior from our last run, right? Because ASP.NET is still going to redirect to the error page. So here's an example where I actually want to turn, for this particular set of controls, the custom error pages off. So I'll go back to my script manager and go to the properties. I'll come up here and I'll say allow custom error redirect equals false. And now I'll get sort of more back to what I had previously. Okay, so let's run again, Control F5. click the button. So we still see this, you know, sort of bad dialogue, but we do see our custom error message, something bad happened, we'll do better next time, and then here, object reference not set to an instance of an object. So we can see that using the event handler for the async postback error, we can go ahead and customize the error message, but this still isn't really a great experience. So the next step is to include some client-side JavaScript which interacts with the page request manager to show this actually on the page itself as opposed to having a dialog pop up. We could do both. We could have a dialog pop up and show the error message on the page. It's up to us which way we want to go. So let's go ahead and close the page. Let's go into the markup for the page and add a script block. So we'll say here script and type equals text JavaScript. There we go. That actually didn't come up very quickly. Let me try that one more time. So if I come in here and say script, you can see here that this says the markup snippet. So one of the things that's been added in Visual Studio 2010 is the ability to have snippets in HTML and JavaScript, which is quite nice. So if I just go tab, tab, that will complete the script block tag for me. Okay, so we want to interact with the client-side page request manager. That's one of the client-side objects that's added by the JavaScript libraries that are part of the Ajax, ASP.NET Ajax. So the first thing I need to do is get a reference to that guy and then set an event handler for the asynchronous postback completing. Right, so let's go ahead. In ASP.NET Ajax, on the client side, there is a function you can create which is equivalent to the page load event handler on the server side. So if you just create a function called page load, that will run when your page loads. And we can say here, we don't even need to create a variable here. We'll just go ahead and say sys.webforms, that's the namespace that this page request manager lives in, dot page request manager dot. Now this is a singleton, so we need to say here get instance to actually get the instance of the page request manager. It's get instance. And then dot, and here's where we can go ahead and add the event handler for the end request. So we'll say here that when the request ends, we want to call a function called onEndRequest. Okay, so let's go ahead and grab that and then come down here and add that function. And just like on our server side, this is going to receive two parameters. One is the sender and the second is the event argument, so we'll add in those. Okay, so what we want to grab now is the error object, and that'll come through the args. So we'll say here var error is equal to args dot. Now we've seen pretty good IntelliSense so far in Visual Studio 2010. Here, Visual Studio isn't able to figure out what kind of object that is, so we're not going to get IntelliSense here. But I know what I want to say is get error. And then I want to make sure that object is actually defined, so I'll say here if error not equal to undefined. Then what we want to do is go get the label. So I'll say here var label is equal to dollar get, and then the ID of the label is label one. And then we want to set its inner text to the error message. So label label dot inner text is equal to, and then we want to go get the error message. Right, now that's the message coming from the server side script manager, so that we can say here is equal to error, the label inner text is equal to error dot message. Now the last thing I want to do is tell ASP.NET not to put up the dialog that we saw earlier. So that's also through the args. So we'll say here args dot set error handled. Whoops, I need to capitalize that. Handled. And I just spell it correctly too. Handled is true. Okay, so that says, hey, I've handled the error. Don't continue processing it. We're good to go. Alright, so with this done, we should be able to go and run our page one last time here. Control F5. And click the button. And now we can see there's the, well, first off, we get this part here, which we can strip off pretty simply if we wanted to, saying that the error is from the page request manager server error exception. But then we see our error message coming from the event handler on the script manager. So now we can actually include error messages right in our page, and I think that's a much nicer experience for the user. And you can also, you know, also include links to go back or, you know, reset a form or whatever you'd like to do at this particular point. So whether you decide to go with custom error pages or to use the events we saw on the script manager control and the client-side page request manager, you can see that adding custom error behavior to your applications that use the update panel is pretty simple. And it's important to give the user a good experience, not to have these cryptic dialogues pop up when an error occurs that can be sort of threatening to somebody who doesn't understand what's going on behind the scenes. So for more videos like these, you can visit www.asp.net/learn. And if you have feedback, you can contact me at rwindsor@objectsharp.com or contact Microsoft at tellus@microsoft.com. Thanks and have a great day.